Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming by, hanging out one more time with us. Todd Pitts. We're very excited about this show. You can see who's on the screen. You can read who's coming on. I'm predicting off the rails. I'm hoping off the rails. I bet money in Vegas that we go off the rails. We'll see what happens. I'm really excited to have these two gentlemen join me today. Please give it up from the Fresh Produce Floral Council Board of Directors. Hard for me to say. No, we're not drinking. Hard for me to say. Please welcome Brian Priestley, Procurement Manager at Albertsons, and Michael Schutt, Director of Produce and Floral at Raley's. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you for saying that now. I, if you say that at the end of this, I will actually take that as a compliment.
I'll try.
I love it. I have a goal now. I have a goal. I'm super stoked you guys are here, and I'm excited to talk about FBFC and what's going on. And we're going to lean into a whole bunch of different stuff with them. But before we get going, I really would appreciate it if you guys, and Mike, I'll kick off with you if you wouldn't mind. Just tell everybody your kind of journey and bio and who you are a little bit, and give everybody the quick little glimpse at your contact info.
Yeah. So I started in the stores for this great privately held company with a rich 85-year history. Worked my way up through the ranks, and somebody, you know, thought that I was pretty successful at a couple of them. And 36 years later, I like to say that if you stand in the middle of the gym, you know, to play dodgeball, eventually somebody picks you. And so it took 36 years, and now I'm standing here as the director of Produce and Floral for a company I love and adore.
I love it. How about you, Brian?
Well, I've been around longer than Mike. So I started in 1982 ripping cardboard for night crew. So I
wow,
you can't start any down the ladder than I did. So worked in the stores for 17 years, then moved over here to the procurement side as a QC. Just kind of worked my way up, and I've been the procurement manager here for about 4 years. Been with Albertsons 39. I'll be 40 years in August, so around a long time.
What do you get at 40? Do you get like a pin or something? What do you, you get a high five? What do they give you? You get a car? I would imagine they give you a car. They don't give you a car?
No, I think they give you a pin and say, get to work.
Yeah, here's new ink. Go back to work. Yeah I love that. I love that. Well, you know, I'm excited, like I was saying earlier as we started, and, you know, talk about the Fresh Produce and Floral Council, and I'm really thrilled to have you guys here. And you know, in preparing for our time together, putting my thoughts about what we want to talk about, I came across this quote, and I thought it was really cool, and I want to open up our conversation with it, because I think it really speaks volumes to me when I think about your organization and what it's about, and, you know, how you guys, you know, you really wear your beliefs and what you do on your sleeves. You're out, you're in the trenches, you're making things happen, not only for the industry, but outside the industry with your charity work and things like that. And so I thought this quote was really great. It's from Paul Newman, the great actor. And it came from something that the Newman Foundation put out. And I just thought it was really cool. It says, I don't look at philanthropy. I see it as an investment in a community. And I just thought that was so relevant, you know, when I think about what you guys are doing, about how the whole organization is really truly about community. Because we're all in this together at the end of the day. You know, food is a very powerful thing. And increasing consumption, getting people to eat healthy, and all these things are so powerful. And you guys are in such a great position to try to influence that and make a difference. And I know FBFC does that in a big way. So how'd you guys, Brian, I'll start with you. How'd you guys, you know, become involved in Fresh Produce and Floral Council?
Well, for me, you know, I've been around a long time. I've been to many of the FBFC events, which I think are great. And you meet a lot of new people and all that. And I've always been one for volunteering, from my kids' schools to Girl Scouts to, you know, high school stuff to, you know, even some college stuff. And once all that was done, I finally had some time and didn't know what to do. And I had somebody come to me and say, hey, why don't you volunteer for FBFC? I said, oh, why not? And started to volunteer as on the day at the races. I'm sure everyone's aware of that one. And next thing I was ahead of the committee, and a couple weeks later I was on the board. And then, like Mike, I got a call from Marvin Quebec, and next thing I know it, I'm on the executive board. So
he's like the enforcer down there. I love it.
It is. It's like I got off the phone and I'm like, what did I just volunteer for? I don't know. But no, it's a great organization. I'm very proud to be on the board and help in any way I can, because it just helps everyone. Helps, you know, the whole industry.
Absolutely. Mike, how about you? Well, why is it, you know, why is it my honor?
Well, I think,
how'd you get involved, brother?
Before we get to that, I think it's a testament to the organization and the validity of the organization. In you know, when we have our other hats on, Brian and I are competitors in different markets, but we leave those hats at the door, we roll up our sleeves, and we work in tandem to drive the initiatives of this organization to provide value for the entire membership and ultimately for the industry. So, you know, my story and call to action was a lot like Brian's. Somebody asking, you know, hey, can you attend this committee meeting? Can you now chair this committee? Can you now become a member? And then, you know, and then so on to become, you know, an EC member and to carry that torch. So, you know, a lot of those same things. And I believe neither one of us would do it if we didn't believe wholeheartedly in what the industry, what the organization stands for within the industry. Sure. And, you know, the value that we're trying to provide.
And I love that. It's great answers by both of you. A little deeper on the thought, though, you know, why does FPFC matter? And I mean it from the sense, not only does it matter to you, right? How does it touch you personally in your heart and how, you know, you find, you know, your purpose and making something happen? But how does it really help your business? And I think that's something that, you know, is an interesting question to go back. It's like, what is the give back? How does it feel to you from a business perspective? Either one, jump in. Don't fight to start.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a lot of value there, and you can look at it, especially, you know, right now with the unprecedented times that we're all facing in the industry, to be able to, you know, to set that aside and you know, send Brian an email or somebody else within the board or the membership an email, like, how are you combating this? What's your process for finding trucks right now? Or, you know, how bad is your labor situation? These are the kind of things where you're going in and breaking bread at different events with these people, and you're forming this tether that transcends where you intersect within the industry. And I think, you know, that along with all the other pillars that this organization has, from the education piece, you touched on some of the philanthropic portion, and we'll get deeper into that. So it's kind of leaving that footprint on the organization, and I think that's why it matters so much to me. When we talk about the education piece and the apprentice program, I've sent three of my team through that program. So I've seen the benefit from that firsthand.
I love it. Brian, how about you?
Yeah, no, I think for me, it, a lot of that's the same. It just, we're so busy every day just with this other stuff with the FPFC. I've met so many people that maybe they didn't help me at first, but I'm like, oh, wait, I met this guy. He might be able to help me. And then down the road, you know, because I see him at the FPFC event, and, you know, I would love to have a line of vendors here talking to everybody, but you can't. But at these events, you can. And it's a huge help, because even if you only have 5 or 10 minutes with somebody, I mean, it's still a connection you made. And like Mike was saying, I just have one of my QCs that, is going to put in for the apprentice program. He's a really good kid, and this is just going to help him with his career down the road. And he's going to meet more people, and he's eventually going to be in my seat. And, you know, it's just keep it going. And the more people you know, the better. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Well, you know, look, at the end of the day, if you don't think networking is a value, you're going to get a real rude awakening very quickly. You know, it's about, to your point, Michael, it's, you know, it is about having allies to lean into, friends to talk to, advice to be given. And to your, you know, as you talked about earlier, you guys put your hats on and take your hats off, but your problems are the same, and your struggles are the same, and your outcomes are trying to be the same. And, you know, having that network opportunity is really, really cool. So I appreciate the way you guys have framed that up. Shetty, I'm coming to you for this one. I want to talk a little bit about the history of FPFC a little bit, because it's kind of unique. I don't think people necessarily know the depth of it. And if you wouldn't mind touching a little bit about, you know, kind of this perception of FPFC up in the north and the south. And, you know, I don't think, we've talked before, I don't think there's a dividing line here in the state. There's multiple dividing lines in the state, but I don't think it's this organization. But explain how everybody connects and how this organization connects. And of course, from its history perspective as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're in Baco, so you can take a look out the window, and there's no dotted line or hard line in Bakersfield that separates the north and south part of the organization. And we did try and serve those.
I still want to comment right now, but I'm going to shut up and just let you talk. I so want to. I'm just going to drink my water.
We did try and serve the memberships differently in the past, but now I think we attack the state, and you know there may be a time where we look to expand to Western states, but for now we try and serve the membership in all of California equally, both North and South. And you know, when you take a look at the history of the organization, and you know, for everybody that's been around for any amount of time, there's really only two organizations that have a similar platform as the FPFC that predate us. And that's, you know, PMA and United. And this past year, we saw them actually merge. So we're now looking at really one organization that has a longer span in the industry, serving membership and the industry longer than the FPFC. It was established, you know, back in 65.
Wow. Wow. That's, I bet you if you asked a handful of folks, they would not come up with 1965.
Well, and you can see it kind of proliferated in other things. And there's really some great organizations. SCPC does a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
But when you start to look around, you can see that we were, you know, likely the precursor to a lot of these things just by that longevity.
I love it. That's pretty impressive, to say the least. We touched on it a little bit, and this is something I love to lean into. You know, it's part of this platform is about uplifting. It's about, you know, telling stories and getting people and brands and ideas out there that are meaningful. And I know one of the areas that you guys really both believe in is giving back. And I know that there's power behind that inside the organization. Talk to me a little bit, if you would. And Brian, I'll start with you first. Talk to me a little bit about why giving back is so important to you, but why it's so important to the membership of FPFC.
Hi, I'm Nate Hefty, Vice President of Sales at Superior Fresh, the nation's largest aquaponic farm located in central Wisconsin. Thank you for listening to Toddversations and Toddbits. Check us out at www.superiorfresh.com to learn how we raise our Atlantic salmon on a non-GMO organic diet. And they thrive in water naturally filtered by our USDA certified organic leafy greens, never treated with hormones, antibiotics, or pesticides, and packed with 2x the omega-3s. This is salmon as it should be. Shop with us online and use the discount code TLC2022 to receive free shipping on all of our American Heart Association's Heart Health Checked Atlantic Salmon. At Superior Fresh, we are changing how food is grown to change the world. Remember the code TLC2022 to get free shipping.
Just for myself, I think you kind of have to give back. I mean, I think it's everyone's responsibility to help your own community or help the industry you're in or just be involved. There's too many people that just, you know, go through the motions every day. I know volunteering as for my kids stuff. Well, guess who volunteers now? Kids volunteer now because that's what they see.
Right.
It's the same thing with my guys. They see volunteering. You know, my QCs want to be more involved. I have the one that's going to be try to be in the apprentice program. You know, they want to be a part of this whole industry too. And I'm sure Rayleigh's does the same thing, but we have our charities. But with the FPFC, really, until I got on the board, I always knew they did that luncheon at Christmas and they raised money for the, I was amazed until I got on the board how involved that is and how many people really care about helping people. This industry is amazing. And I can't remember the dollar amount. I think it was well over 100,000 that we were able to donate this last Christmas to two of our charities. And it just, you know, it's a great thing. And I don't think a lot of people know how much work goes into all this. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to volunteer, because I knew how great this organization was and how they did for the industry and the community. So I, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I just, you know, really enjoy.
I love it. I love it. Michael, how about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, Brian and I, and even you, Todd, from, you know, from all your previous lives, you know, we're in the business of feeding people. But generally that comes with a cash register attached. And I think the FPFC, you know, they see that need without that component, right? So it's the, you know, putting salad bars in schools. It's raising the money that Brian spoke of, over 100,000 this year. And this is something that we do every year. to raise money for Second Harvest Food Bank serving the greater LA area, for raising money for Katerina's Club. And if you know Chef Bruno and his story about making pasta for 2,500 motel kids in the greater LA area and providing a hot meal, if you can't get behind that and an organization that supports that kind of philanthropy, I don't know. I don't know what I can do for you.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, look, giving back is an important thing, right? It touches everybody. And it touches, you know, the people that you give to, obviously it touches, but it also touches the person that is giving as well. And I think it's important to remember that. And I think that when the industry can come together and give back and uplift, it's a win across the board, right? It's that hard work. It's the reason why you're sitting on these boards. I mean, that's how you're getting fed back with all the work you're putting in, is by doing these things, you know, outside of what your normal daily routine is, because you're giving back or you're mentoring through your apprentice program or whatever it is. Giving back goes through a lot of things. And I think it's so important. And I think any organization that's doing that, any business doing, I think it should always be highlighted. So thank you both for taking the time to kind of lay that out. I think it's important that people recognize the importance of that and where your funds, where your money, where your energy goes. It goes to a greater cause. And that's a powerful, powerful tool. So next, moving on to the big reveal, drum roll, why we're all hanging out together. The main purpose is to talk about what's coming up April 6, 2022, down in beautiful Anaheim at the Anaheim Convention Center. We got you guys, your FPFC Expo, Salute to Fresh. So let's chat about it a little bit. Shetty, I'll start with you first. What is it and why does it matter to you guys?
So this is our expo, and you know, everybody knows what we've endured over the last couple calendar years, and the ability or lack of the ability rather to be able to come together, celebrate the industry, look for new products, new services, new packaging solutions, or you know, how we're going to unwind from some of our current packaging solutions. We know that we have an industry we need to solve for plastic, and you know, how are we going to do that? And you know, Brian touched on it. We don't have a lot of time to be able to get out and really beat the bushes for a lot of this. So providing an expo that is intimate in setting and scale, you're not going to get run over through a cattle chute, much like you would at Expo West, which is next month, and that'll be, you know, 40 to 60,000 of your closest friends. No behemoth booths. You know, everybody will have a in-kind, similar size booth, and you'll be able to have some really authentic interactions. And, you know, maybe you can get a little one-on-one with our breakfast keynote speaker, Lisa Leslie. I don't know.
She would dunk on you in a heartbeat, Shetty. I'm just telling you right now. She'd juke you and go right over top of you. She would. Brian, how about you? I mean, why, you know?
She can take me too. My knees are shot. So.
Well, you know what? Hey, when you open up with that, it's just like, you're just quitting already. You're already quitting. That's what I hear. I hear quit. No, but what, you know what? Talk a little bit about the show, why it matters to you.
No, for us, it's a... But Mike talked about it. You get to talk to a lot more people. There's not a whole lot of shows. I mean, I can go to the PMA with the retail guys, and you know, it's there's people you miss because you just don't see them or you walk past them and miss them. But with these smaller shows, you get to see pretty much everybody. And with, you know, my office is here in Brea. A retail team is in Fullerton. It's right down from Anaheim. We can go together.
Right.
And that makes a big deal. Cause if I see something, I got to write it down, report it back to the if they see something, they call me. This way we can see it together and we can sometimes make decisions right then and there on some stuff. And just like Mike, we're always looking for something new, you know, innovative. It might be an old item, but a different twist on it. And
absolutely.
Well, you know, we didn't think about it. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking for. And, you know, and honestly, for myself, I haven't been able to go every year, but I always send someone from my office. I love to have some of the QCs go and meet some of the vendors instead of just seeing the labels coming off the trucks and stuff like that. So it's, you know, especially here in California, I mean, you're right on top of everything.
Absolutely.
And it makes a big deal that you can see all these people at once.
No, I totally agree.
Instead of lining up, because Mike's is busier than I am, but you know, I don't have time to see a lot of people. Well, he pretends to be.
Yeah. Posse.
So it's a good way to see, and there's some people you haven't seen for a long time and you're like, oh no, I didn't know you were there. What do you got? Show me.
Well, you know, you both said the key word, and I'm gonna pick on it for a second and go back to this word intimacy, right? And I mean, I'll be really honest. I'm going to ask you the question. I mean, you guys walk through a show, you flip your badge over, right? I mean, it is what it is. I'm not being disrespectful about the thing, but there's only so much that you guys can absorb in a period of time. And to be able to have an environment that you guys have created, you know, with Salute to Fresh, where you guys can go in and enjoy your day and not be overwhelmed by everything and do what you want to get time to spend with people. I mean, you know, I've been to a lot of these shows and, you know, you get into that mode where you're looking past the person you're talking to because somebody's looking at you. And, you know, you just can't get your arms wrapped around what your goal is, which to your point, what's new? How do we change packaging? What's coming? What, you know, all these different scenarios that you're about. So I love that part when you guys both lean into the intimacy part of it because I think it's such a valuable part of the experience that you guys are creating down in Anaheim. So with that being said,
one more thing.
Absolutely.
What I like about this show too is, and especially since the pandemic, and I'm sure Mike's sales are the same way, floral has just taken off. And you know, where produce is kind of leveled off and you get some spikes here and there, but floral just keeps going and floral is a part of the show.
Right.
And you know, again, I get to walk the show with the retail guys and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And, you know, some people think it's just produce, but it's fresh produce and floral council.
Right.
And I think it's a big deal that the floral people know that, you know, we want them there too. I mean, what do you think, Mike?
Good point. Well, look, his title says and floral. So he's all about it. Mike, do you know the difference between a lily and a daisy? I mean, be honest. You can say no. It's not going to hurt. No, I'll cut it out of the tape. I won't leave it in.
You're a daisy.
That's for sure. I appreciate you and I love you for saying that. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that very much. That touches my heart deeply. You know what? I'd rather be a daisy standing than have a daisy over top. So I'll go with that one instead.
Or holding the tulip on your chest.
That too. But yeah, you're right. Floral's a big part of it. Thank you for calling that out because I think it's important that, you know, we didn't say it. I apologize for not. And thank you for picking up the pieces for me and bring it out because it is a big part of your show. It's actually pretty cool, especially for folks, you know, that are on the produce side that don't see that. To be able to walk through that, it's a big business. It's very unique and it's kind of cool to check out. So I appreciate you bringing that up. This question I'm going to throw out and you guys can fight to who wants to go first. But I think when we talk about what the show is, we talk about, you know, the produce, we talk about the floral, we talk about the intimacy and the things we've kind of touched on. I think it's fair what I'd like to present back to everybody is like, what should exhibitors and even attendees expect from this? You know, like, because you go to a show, it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to try to see this guy. But when you walk in, I mean, there's an expectation I think that you all have. And so just share a little bit about what, you know, that expectation should be or what, you know, what you feel it is for the exhibitors and even the attendees coming to this event.
What we hope to be able to provide, and sorry, we didn't wrestle, Brian, I just jumped in. But I think what we hope to be able to provide to the industry and certainly to membership is, you know, we moved this on the calendar. We're now going to be one of the first shows out. And I think that that's important because there's a need, as I spoke to earlier, to get out and kind of see, you know, what have people been working on for the last couple of years. So you should expect to see a well-attended show, probably a sold-out show, really. You know, and
all right, that's fair. You can stop. That's all right. Brian, what are your thoughts? I mean, what are your hopes and expectations?
What I like about this show is you get the FaceTime. Yeah. You know, I know I'm way older than you guys, but I'm more of a, I like to see face to face. I like to talk to you. I like to see, you know, that you're not BSing me. I can tell when you're talking to me, not on the phone or an email or in a text. And it's just too easy nowadays that it's just the phone or it's an email or, you know, it's just too easy. I like the face-to-face. And then with this expo also, we have a lot of the store produce managers go. And I know quite a few. And I can even ask them, what do you think? Can you sell this? Can you push this item? You know, it's, you know, you get to... the more information you get, the better. And this is a very, very good show for that. And you can get a lot done. Like I said, the PMA, you turn your badge around because if they see your, you know, purchasing or, you know, retail store, you know, everybody grabs you and you just can't see everything. So this one, you can get through quite a bit.
I love it.
I think it's an advantage for everybody, vendor, grower, retailers alike.
I love it. Great answer.
And I think think that part that Brian mentioned, that can't be overstated. The value of being able to have some store level buy-in at these shows is really imperative. And we were holding two expos. We would do the same thing in kind, knowing that there's a higher saturation of retailers in the greater LA area. It makes sense to hold the show there, mm-hmm. and a lot for that component to be able to get. And it may not always be buy-in for Brian. It could be just validation. He knows what to do, but having somebody come in from the store and help solidify that decision and feel like they're even part of that process. It's worth its weight in gold.
I love it. No, great answer.
It's a big deal because they feel more involved.
Yeah. Well, look,
and it's a big deal. Point,
yeah. If you're bringing store people in to have an opportunity to get that much exposure, to get around stuff, to learn, to ask questions, to see some, maybe they see something that they think is fantastic and then bring it to your attention. I think it's great. I love it. I'm all about the size and the scope of this and why, in my mind, because I think it's just, you just create a much better experience. And I love that about this. And I love that about what, you know, Expo's done in the past for produce and for floral. I think it's been great. So now that you guys are on, you know, you guys are board of directors, you guys got, you know, special handshake or whatever it is you guys do in your little club there. I don't even know what you guys call it. I guess the board.
Well, we can't tell you.
Well, no, I didn't expect you to tell me. I just was making assumptions, right?
I thought you were going somewhere with that.
No. I was going to let it go. No, I don't, we don't want to get anybody in any trouble. You know, I don't need Don calling getting all pissed at me about, you know, giving out trade secrets.
That's true.
What's next for you guys? I mean, you guys got an agenda. You guys got some goals. You're coming in. You're excited about it. I know that. So what's next in, you know, 2022 for FPFC? Anything exciting? Any tidbits? Any secrets?
I think that membership and industry as a whole can really be, you know, looking forward to a full calendar of, you know, of things.
Life.
Well, of things that will, you know, help lean in on what our mission is, right? To connect members to information, education, and professional network. And I think we're going to lean in on all those things, including the knowledge to grow their businesses collectively and push the industry forward. And I think we've built a calendar of, you know, luncheons and different social outings that will provide a lot of those things. So we're excited about that. We've had to keep our cards a little closer to the vest the last couple of years, not knowing and having to pivot much like anybody. So this year we feel confident that we're going to be able to get out of the gate and run a full calendar this year.
I love it. Brian, any kind of secrets? Maybe you have secrets, you know, Shetty doesn't have.
Well, like I told you, we'd have to kill you. So
you wouldn't be the first one wanting to do that. Yeah,
but no, like Mike was saying, I just think getting people excited again, you know, being able to hold functions and not canceling every other week stuff. And I think the membership's going to grow because we're back into it. Mm-hmm. I think we start pushing for people to start volunteering again. I mean, you know, I don't even care if you can only volunteer once a month. It's help. I mean, absolutely. It's, you know, and I think that's a big deal. And it just makes it easier for everybody. It makes everything more successful. And, you know, get the word out. You know, we're coming back, and it's going to be better this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Any final thoughts? Anything we didn't touch on? Anything we want to, you know, I want to make sure I cover it. Make sure I, you know, give you guys all the airtime I possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. I mean, you know, Todd, you have a young daughter or youngish. Couple years younger than Brian and myself. And, you know, and looking at the next leaders in this industry, we know that, you know, there's other things that you have to lean in on. And
okay, fine. I'll volunteer her. She's in, you know, I am Marvin Quebec. I just call me Marvin.
There you go. But you have to be a purpose-driven organization that 100%. Leans in on some social responsibility. And I think that the FPFC does that in spades. Yeah, I do. And I'd be remiss if I didn't at least, you know, tip the cap. The salute to Fresh comes as a nod to all the frontline workers for the last couple of years that couldn't phone it in, that couldn't wear those short shorts that you're sporting today.
They're not 1970s basketball shorts. Get off my case.
They had to continue to feed people as everything changed and people came back to getting intimate with their food purchases. And so many more food events were taking place in the home, whether it was a cafeteria for the school kid. It was, you know, when you're going out from the office for lunch, that was walking downstairs, which really changed a lot of that dynamic. you know, that wasn't remote work for the people that worked in my stores, the people that worked in Brian's stores, the people that, you know, picked the products, they ended up in those stores. And so this is just a small, you know, affirmation of the work that they did to keep us all whole during this time.
No doubt, brother. Well said. Very well said. Brian, you got anything to add for a final thought? You want me to drop?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, you can't say enough about the frontline people in the stores. I mean, they put up with a lot. I mean, the store I shop in, the poor checker got COVID twice. I mean, even after being immunized, but she kept coming back to work. So she's plugging away. But with especially with this pandemic, I mean, people are used to making their own food now. Mm-hmm. It tastes better. It costs less. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's a little expensive right now, but they're used to making their own dinners now, and it shows in the sales and some of the stuff we're selling. It's just it's great. And what's good about and what I like to do with my department is like I have that kid going into the apprentice program. These younger guys, I'm pushing them to get out there and push yourself and volunteer and help your industry grow. And that's, you know, that's kind of my goal while I'm on the board is to, you know, make this bigger and better.
I love it. You know what? And well said by both of you. Thanks for calling out and shout out to the frontline folks. I think people got a real wake up call when they realized grocery store people, they are frontline workers. Wait, what? They are as important as anything out there. And I appreciate you guys uplifting them a little bit in this conversation. That's for me, as I always say, drop the Sharpie on that one. I think it's well said, well versed, and a great place for us to finish. Gentlemen, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for hanging out with me today a little bit on top of this. It's been a fun conversation, to say the least. We didn't go that far off the rails. I'm a little disappointed. We'll do it again. But, you know, hey, everybody, April 6, 2022, Anaheim Convention Center, FPFC Expo, Salute to Fresh, Produce Floral, come hang out. Mike's going to be there. Brian's going to be there. Mike's going to be in the foyer most of the morning signing headshots and autographs. He'll do pictures for $5, but he'll be there. Don't worry. You just get in line by 8:30. You'll get a picture by 1. It won't be a problem. I appreciate both of you guys for being here with me and hanging out. I really, really do. And thank you for what you do and how you get back to the industry and being stalwarts out there, being voices, being vocal, coming out, coming on a broadcast like this, telling the world what's going on. I think it's important we keep uplifting these messages. So thank both of you for being here very much.
No, I can't believe I'm saying this, but thank you for having us on, and it was fun.
Damn, I was hoping that was coming at the end. I was trying to lay it out really nicely. I was throwing a little softball out there.
Mike before the call said, don't be too nice to you, but you know, it was fun.
Why start now, Michael? Why start now? But again, appreciate you guys very much. Everybody, thanks for swinging by Todd Bits today, hanging out. I hope you enjoyed my guests. These guys are awesome. Go check out the show. Remember, go inspire somebody today. It's really important. These guys talk about inspiration. They talk about frontline workers, things that we got to always remember. Inspiration comes a little ways. Just a hello is a really great source of information. Go do it and make a difference in your day. Thanks for being with us. Take care, everybody. We'll talk soon.